First of all, I'm really, really proud of my team. I thought our guys played really hard and with a lot more purpose and a lot more effort than we played with last Thursday. And we had to, and we knew it. We knew that it was going to be a hard game. We knew that they were a good team, and we knew it was going to be a 40-minute game. Even at halftime, you know, we've got a comfortable lead, but I think Middle's got an NCAA tournament team this year, and we've played the best teams from that league the last couple years, either in front of people or not in front of people, and that means in scrimmages. And they're as good as any of those teams, in my opinion. South Alabama played us 2 overtimes last year. We have played Western in a scrimmage recently, last few years, and these guys are as good as any of those teams, in my opinion. So we knew that it was going to take a really good effort. They come in here, and I thought we were pretty solid defensively, and they only turned the ball over 7 times, made our defense work for long periods of time at times, and I thought our defensive effort and our rebounding effort was really stellar.
So you wanted better rebounding after the last game. But
you think?
Was it just emphasizing it, or were the guys just
it was emphasized, but it was more than emphasized. It was talked about, and there were some embarrassing clips for some players on our team that they had to watch from our last game in terms of our lack of pursuit of the ball and our lack of hitting people when the shot went up, and we had box out scores like 0 to 10. That means 0 good box out to 10 bad, or no box out, 0 to 7. I mean, it was atrocious. So it had to be a point of emphasis because it was such a glaring problem last Thursday.
Kevin, it looked to me like the difference was they had a lot of problems getting on shots that were bigger defenders tonight. They rushed a lot of things. It kind of seemed to set the tempo for things. Would that be a fair statement?
I think our length probably bothered them. We're probably not a defense that's going to turn people over a lot on a nightly basis. Our job is to make them miss, and then when they miss, we need to corral the rebound. You know, when I look down and see that they shot 30%, and the rebounding numbers, I'm thrilled because we did a great job on Yates. I thought we were really alert. I thought our guys were really alert. Andre Walker, especially AJ. I thought we got great defensive performances out of our front court guys, and they had to because Yates is—he's a stud. He's a player now, and he's not the only one. They're just so experienced. You know, we're nervous as we can be going into the game because it's senior, and we're out there with young guys. And now, don't get me wrong, our young guys are good, but again, very proud of our effort.
Do you have any kind of report on Walker at this point?
They tell me it's a hyperextended knee. We'll hope that remains the case if they feel the need to take an X-ray. But hopefully that's all it is.
You give him good reviews the last couple games. What did he bring to the starting lineup tonight?
He's probably been our most valuable defender for the first whatever few games, 3 I guess, and he has very good alertness and good anticipation. He's very smart. I mean, very, very smart kid, like 3.6 at Vanderbilt smart or something. I mean, he's like smart, and so he just. He anticipates what's going to happen. You know, they've got some action they run where they try to string you out and throw the ball back to Yates and clear aside. And we, you know, we had a plan to try to deal with that. And if he fails the plan, then the strategy fails miserably. And he was there. I mean, every time they'd throw it back, and he'd be right there. So, but we got a good defensive effort. Jermaine, we got a great rebounding effort from different guys, and again, it's pleasing. We're not the prettiest to watch on offense yet, but we'll keep working on that and hopefully get better.
Tim, what did you profile between the two of you all? I mean, did that keep you out of any kind of...
You know what? It was physical. I didn't think that... I didn't think there were very many bad calls, put it that way. I thought those guys did a good job, and I thought that, you know, when they called them on us, it was usually a foul, and when they called them on them, it was usually a foul. And we've got a, you know, we're probably a team that's going to get fouled a lot because of our emphasis on throwing the ball inside to AJ. And AJ is a guy that's going to shoot a lot of free throws. Now, Jeff Taylor shot a lot tonight, which is great, but again, in any event, hopefully we can keep pounding the ball inside, keep getting fouled. That's good for us.
Kevin, you got a double-double out of Jeffrey tonight and 4 assists for 3. How pleased are you with him at this stage? And do you ever want him to maybe be a little more aggressive in the offense at times?
I'm very pleased with him. He's a terrific young man to coach. He needs to not have 5 turnovers. I'll be happier with him when he turns the ball over less. So, but in terms of being more aggressive in the offense, he's still feeling his way. He's going to be really good and really hard to guard. And we've tried to give him some latitude in light of that. But we still have to. He still has to be, you know, what's the word? Selective when he attacks the basket, so that he's doing what we need him to do. Yeah, the problem is not the 11 assists; it's the 17 turnovers and only 19 baskets. But you know, we'd rather the score be, you know, 95-87. But right now we're not a 95-point team. So until we get to that point, we need to keep guarding well. Thank you, guys.